we are currently just in a really depressing scene where I am in a classroom with 10 students who I may or may not teach. And all of them are listening into their classes from teachers who are outside the building, who are zooming into them. And so then when I teach live, zoom into students who are in the building, but I'm not physically there. That's Monday through Thursday. And then on Friday, which is like the best day and makes the most sense right now, I go in with my special education students and they're in person with me. But right now I've maybe had on Fridays like maximum 5 of my potential 60 special education students who could be there if everyone was in person. And it's just this really depressing scene where, you know, I might be able to get a conversation in with a kid who happens not to have a live class when I'm scheduled to be in the room with them, but these students are sitting in a classroom for 7 periods straight on their computer, kind of rendering in person meaningless. And I do not think that we're the only school doing this. And my administration and the faculty have been put in a really difficult position where it's hard to imagine a different setup that's not totally disruptive to this weird schedule that we've made and this has been working on some level. So on one hand, it's a terrible, terrible situation. The cards we've been dealt has been horrible, but it's hard to right now imagine with the resources that we have and with the students who are actually coming in, a way that does it where those 85% of the students who are remote are still getting the services that they need. It's an absolute mess right now. But it was a huge talking point for Department of Education and the mayor to say we're going back in person, right? And students are back in the classroom. But you should really, and everyone should really take that with a grain of salt of what that actually means. And you know, in no way is this, you know, necessarily my school administration's fault. They were dealt a really terrible hand. But it's extremely frustrating, and it really it feels worse than being totally remote. You would think that going back into the building would be a somewhat joyous thing, right? At least you're seeing people in person. And a lot of students have kind of seen what they get when they come in person and stops coming in. And I can't blame them, right? If I were in that position, I don't think I would be coming into the building at all.